Last night, the Dundas City Council held their twice a month. They have a meeting, and Janelle Teppin, the city administrator, joins us after each of those meetings, and she is sitting in our studio right now, just ready and anxiously awaiting the opportunity to talk about last night's council meeting. Janelle, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing today?
Great.
Good, good. Let's talk about some things that went on last night. First of all, let's talk about the wastewater agreement. You re-upped with Northfield on your... Is this a re-up or...
No. It was just... So what's behind it, and a step back, we had our engineering firm WSB make a presentation to the city council last night about our wastewater agreement with the city of Northfield. The city of Dundas... and Northfield adopted this agreement back in 1996, and then it was amended again in 2001, and it hasn't been amended since then. And there are limits in that wastewater agreement for a number of things that we can, you know, send to the Northfield's wastewater treatment plant. And one of them is total suspended solids, which is TSS in the world of utilities.
Okay.
And we have kind of ups and downs every now and then exceeded those limits on TSS.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're, you know, we working kind of with the city of Northfield to get an understanding of where those high limits or where those high numbers are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of got it narrowed down a little bit. And but talking in the broader picture of this wastewater agreement, back when it was amended in 2001, there was no adjustment through the years for growth.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, Dundas's population was in the high 500s, and now we're over 1,500. And so there's been no accounting for that increased growth in Dundas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, we're just beginning conversations with the city of Northfield, expressing our desire to amend that wastewater agreement to account for current growth, future growth, stuff like that. So
that sounds like a bigger project than you might think.
Oh, absolutely.
How long has this been going on, and when will it end, you know, or... Have you been talking about this for a while?
Yeah, we have been talking about it for a while, and we've been doing this investigating, you know, sampling in various manholes around the city,
mm-hmm.
again, to try to identify where those high levels of TSS are coming from. And that's been going on for several months.
All right. Janelle Teppin, once again, is with us for the Dundas City Administrator. Let's move on. Anything else on the wastewater
Nope, I don't think
agreement?
So.
Okay, let's move on to a park survey
yep.
that you have.
So up in Bridgewater Heights, there is where the hockey rink is mm-hmm. and the warming house. There's a larger piece of property kind of right underneath the water tower up there that we've started calling Tower Park. And, you know, again, besides the hockey rink and the warming house, there are no other park amenities up there. So for purposes of planning a future park up there and getting an understanding, trying to get an understanding of what the community would like to see across the park system in Dundas, we, again, along with help from WSB, the city's engineering firm, have put together a draft park survey, just talking about, you know, what would you like to see? What amenities, you know, is it playground equipment for ages 2 to 5 year olds, 5 to 12 year olds, 12 and up? Are you interested in a basketball court, a pickleball court? You know, just stuff like that. Again, just for purposes of future planning, not only up in Tower Park, but across our whole park system.
When will that go out? Survey, has it been distributed yet?
No. So we proposed that it would go out, you know, November 1st-ish, mm-hmm. and we'd leave it open for about 6 weeks. But the council, after reviewing it, wants us to make some changes to it and kind of, you know, fill it out a little bit you know, make it more robust, if you will. So okay. I don't have a timeline right now. But okay. our intention is to send a postcard to every mailing address in the city mm-hmm. with a QR code on it. And you, all you do is take a picture of that QR code, and it takes you directly to the survey.
Okay.
You can fill it out right on your online, on your phone, however you'd like.
All right. Does my phone do that? I guess
it
I'm not
does. Redundant. Well, I don't know. What kind of phone do you have? Those old dial phones? Don't do that.
I'm one step up from that, but probably not two steps. I'm sure the citizens of Dundas will look forward to receiving that in the mail. Janelle Tappan is with us, Dundas City Administrator. Janelle, anything else before we let you go?
Well, we have our second meeting in October. I don't even know the date of it. Is it the 25th?
That would be the 25th. Yeah, two weeks from yesterday.
Yep. Oh,
we'll go
good guess then, huh?
Sure.
October 25th, second meeting of the month. Looking ahead to that meeting. We're going to have our first work session on our enterprise fund budgets, mm-hmm. which is water, sewer, storm sewer, that kind of thing. Our accounting firm, AEM, has put together a utility rate study for the council to review. I've not seen that yet, but I fully expect that on the meeting of the 25th.
Okay, and we only have about 2 months left to get the budget and everything else together, so I'm sure you'll be it'll be filling a lot of meetings between now and then.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you about it more coming up in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle, thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
Janelle Tappan, Dundas City Administrator. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.